This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. These are turbulent times in Britain. Its parliament and its population are in an uproar divided into Remainers versus Brexiteers. Amid the cacophony, melodies of protest with the emergence of at least three protest singing groups, choirs. Veteran Marketplace contributor Stephen Beard reports.
For this song, we'll sound in a circle, please. Bass is here. Altos separate from sopranos.
In a snug little community hall, the choir rehearses its repertoire.
One, two, three, four.
Young and old and white and black, join us here today. We must defend our services and make the bankers pay.
The repertoire, says the choir's founder, John Hamilton, covers some of the burning issues of the day.
We've sung some songs about fracking, housing shortage, library cuts, public sector cuts generally, things like that.
This song protests against privatisation. Strawberry Thieves is a socialist choir, so the causes are left-wing. Protest singing, says Hamilton, is just as effective as chanting or waving a placard.
Singing is a very nice way of uplifting people's spirits, I think, marching along together. Chanting can get a little bit tedious after a while, so it's a change.
The singers can be drowned out, as in this recent anti-austerity march, but choir members Cheryl Coyne and Martin Vickers insist they can still get their point across in spite of the racket.
And to actually hear a song coming through, people really appreciate
it.
And they respond
and they'll quiet down for that and they'll listen.
Ironically, none of their songs is about Brexit. That's because, like the UK itself, the choir is split down the middle over the issue. Nevertheless, Hamilton is toying with the idea of a Brexit song.
And it might be for all the choir to sing, giving views for leaving and for remaining.
In the same song?
Yes. Because it would be nice to sing together and to show that although we have different views, it hasn't divided us.
That would be a real coup for the protesting choir, bringing some harmony to the bitterest issue in Britain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.